And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be with you, broadcasting live in the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios in the heart of downtown North Platte from the historic Canteen District. We now go back to the KODY phone lines as we have Chuck Burr from the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte joining us. Chuck, thanks for taking time for us. Good to have you on the studio.
Yeah, I always enjoy visiting with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you joining us, Chuck. And if folks haven't heard you on the program before, can you remind us of your official title out at the Extension?
Yeah, I'm a Nebraska Extension educator, and I focus on cropping systems and irrigation management.
Okay, all right. So tell us, what's the work been like for you here in the month of December then at the end of the 2020 calendar year, Chuck?
Yeah, December's been like the last 9 months working from home mostly. Yeah, of course, with COVID, you know, we're not really doing any in-person programming, so doing a lot of things online, creating videos that people can view at their leisure, and, yeah, just trying to get our information out to everybody in other methods other than being in-person.
Okay, all right. And obviously, today's technology makes that easier to do so, but still a struggle working from home as much as you and your colleagues have had to, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's a little different. I think all of us have adjusted pretty well to it. Yeah, just trying to get information out. So one of the things I wanted to share was we did have our Water and Crops Field Day back in August. That, again, was a virtual event. And the thing that I really want to talk about today is we recorded 23 different videos. So these videos range, most of them are 10 to 15 minutes long, but we have another one that's 35 minutes. So really short presentations about a specific topic. And because they were virtual, we were able to get presenters from out of state. Jason Warren from down in Oklahoma, he had a couple talks actually on nutrient management. Ian McCray out of Minnesota talked about drones and using that for insect and pest management. Kendall DeYoung, who's out of Greeley, Colorado, talking about crop water sensing of the future. So the COVID deal was kind of a pain for us and had to do things differently, but we were able to bring in some individuals that normally wouldn't have been able to participate in person. And the one that was really interesting to me was our keynote speaker, Michael Horsch, who owns Horsch Equipment out of Germany. He's the one that's 35 minutes long. He talked about the reality about digitalization in farming, a look at robotics, automation, and the future of agriculture. So a lot of interesting comments from him. I think it'd be well worth people's time to take a listen.
And how can they take a check of that, Chuck?
Yeah, so basically just need to go to our West Central Research and Extension Center webpage, which is wcrec.unl.edu, or they can just Google West Central Research and Extension Center in Nebraska, and it should pop up from there. From there, we've got our Water and Crops Field Day site. You can go to our link that has the agenda, and the agenda has the links on it. It will take you directly to those videos. Again, 23 different videos on various topics from about, you know, just doing a good job of production in agriculture.
And for folks that haven't heard about this in the past, Chuck, can you give us a quick Reader's Digest of what this Crop and Field Day activity consists of and what it is and how long it's been going on?
Yeah, so, of course, the Research Center here in North Platte's been here over 100 years now. I don't know, it's like 110 or 115 years it's been here. And really, it's the University of Nebraska doing research in a local community, and it really centers around not only crop production but beef production as well. We've got a couple beef specialists here that do research on beef production. And it's again, helping make or come up with recommendations, new ways of doing things, new techniques about just being more profitable and more efficient in production of agricultural crops. So that's the university doing programs in our area here. And, of course, my job is, as an extension, is to take that research and help producers be able to apply that to their operation and be able to understand that and implement it, again, so they can be more profitable and more efficient.
Chuck, how did you get here to North Platte? What was your route from your home base to here?
That's a good question. I just celebrated my 30th year in extension here in Nebraska. I started out down in Webster County on a water quality project, moved to Clay Center, was in Clay and Webster counties for about 10 years, moved to Holdridge and was in Holdridge about 12 years, and then been here in North Platte about, lived here 6 years, but worked here about 8 years. And the more I've worked in extension, the more I've been interested in, you know, how do we have good production with limited water? Of course, especially this last year with the drought, you know, we don't get enough rainfall most years. So how do, what techniques, what farming practices can we do to be more efficient in a limited water situation? So as I've moved west, it's gotten drier and drier, and I've been really able to delve into, you know, what can we do to be more efficient, more productive in this limited water environment.
Very good.
Chuck, is there anything else you wanted to hit on this morning, sir?
Yeah, just our UNL TAPS. We were planning to have our UNL TAPS awards banquet January 16th in person. Of course, due to COVID, we've had to cancel that. We'll be available virtually now, 6 p.m. on the 16th of January. So invite people to check that out and see what's going on. They can basically get on our website, taps.unl.edu, and find out more information there. And we're also taking sign-ups for new TAPS participants for 2021. So, again, you can send an email to taps@unl.edu. That's taps@unl.edu. And get involved in it. It's been a great way for producers really to learn, you know, what their strengths are in crop production and what their weaknesses are, and then give them the confidence to maybe make changes in their weakest link and be more efficient and more productive.
Well, perfect. Chuck, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy having you and your colleagues join us here on the program and look forward to continuing that great partnership with the local extension coming up in the new calendar year.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris and Eric.
Thanks,
Take
Chuck.
Care.
Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Same to you guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.